Dan Verkylen is a bit of an Alaska Renaissance man. Hunting and fishing, guiding, teaching. He recently retired from Kenai Middle School. And art. What brought you initially to the Kenai area, or did you grow up around here?
Yeah, so no, I was a Midwestern guy, Wisconsin and Minnesota, growing up. And so had a chance as a young guy to do a lot of hunting and fishing in the Midwest, and just was blessed with the gift of being able to draw things and that since I was a little guy. So I was always drawing nature, you know, wildlife and things like that. And so, and my dad kept us in the outdoors, us boys. So, yeah, it was just a great opportunity. And so when I came of age when I was 27, I knew I wanted to guide, and I had degrees in biology and art and science and more college than I needed. I decided to come up and teach up in Alaska. And so I had a chance to interview in Minneapolis there and got a job up in Wales, Alaska, up on the Bering Strait. And so that's what kind of got me into the state. And then I taught for 5 years in the Bering Strait district as a science, well, pretty much everything, small school teacher, and out in the villages. And then I was coming down to Kenai in the summertime. And so I started guiding, and eventually when I left the bush after 5 years of teaching, I ended up down in the peninsula.
Oh, did you get another teaching job down here, or chose to move here for other reasons?
Yeah, just I was guiding, and I knew I wanted to do that full-time in the summers, and then I just figured I didn't have a job when I came down, but I got hooked up right away in the Kiski for a kind of a long-term sub job, and then that turned into a full-time job at Kenai Middle School the following year, and I was there for 24 years then.
Ah, and are you retired now?
Yep, I retired in July, last July.
Oh, wow. And, congratulations, having to miss out on a year of trying to teach during COVID. Oh, man, I don't know how teachers are doing it.
I had one semester of it, you know, before I retired, quarter, and that was enough. But I had planned on retiring before that. So, but yeah, I've been subbing a lot lately. So actually, I had a chance to sub for three different people today. So yeah, there's a big need out there.
And what did you teach?
I taught life science and the sciences. I taught eighth grade for about 15 years and taught seventh grade for about 15. So,
okay.
So I taught physical science and chemistry in eighth grade and life sciences in seventh grade. And then I taught art throughout that all.
So, and you mentioned you kind of grew up drawing and life drawing, which I guess is
for sure
appropriate with life science teaching later on. Is that something you just started doing on your own? Did people in your family, were they artistic, or you learned it in school along the way?
Yeah, just kind of myself. There was, you know, people were crafty and stuff back home, but nobody was really an artist per se. And, but it was just something I enjoyed doing and had an affinity for, and dear Lord gave me it. And I went to college in Green Bay, actually, as an art major for about 2.5 years. And then I decided to go the wildlife biology route. And so, but I always did the art.
Why not go into art? Or did you figure that would be part of your life in some other way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I always knew that it would be a skill that would help me in whatever. I guess I was being, to be honest, just being a country boy in that, being stuck in the art world, a little shocking to me. so I wasn't, I guess now I could say it was probably a little more liberal than I was when I was a young man, and I was naive, and so it was a little shocking to me. So I think that I just kind of chose a different path, but I always do my art.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you always done, sounds like, you know, nature drawings, animals and things like that. Have you delved into any other areas or pretty much stuck with the kind of life drawing?
So now I do some woodworking. I got into the drawing, of course, the painting. It continues cartooning a little bit also. So I do a lot of caricatures of actually with a lot of hunts and things. I'll draw like a big schemata of the whole week of activities and one kind of collage of kind of funny drawings and stuff. So that's kind of popular and stuff. So yeah, just whatever. I just carved a spoon for my wife out of a burl. And so, yeah, I just like making things out of, you know, whatever is in my brain.
So that's got to be fun for your hunting partners then to have like illustration of the
pictures.
What role does art play in your life then? Is that kind of a hobby sort of thing or something more than that?
Right. I've done many logos pretty much for high schools and school logos and for companies and that. So there is a commercial end of it. I do sell my prints and things. I haven't, when I was teaching and coaching and guiding and all those things, and I'm still a coach, I didn't have a lot of time to market. So I have some of my stuff around the community and throughout the country. I've done originals and commission work and stuff. But one of my goals in retirement is to get drawing again, but also, you know, set up some websites and market a little bit. So, so it's been a lot of fun. I don't know how many thousands of folders I've drawn for kids and done different, you know, and like I say, t-shirts and sweatshirts. And I'm actually sending one out today for my varsity team to get printed on a shirt. So a logo I drew up. So yeah, it's just kind of I think of it as a gift from the Lord, and I like to share it, you know, so I do a lot of charity with it, but I do make some money on it.
Fun. Okay. So logos, how do you approach those? Like, how do you figure out what design you're going to do?
Right. So you spend kind of like you're doing with me, you spend a lot of time talking to a company or a school or whatever on what they want to symbolize, what things that they represent. So you kind of just gather information on things that they value, I guess, or things they feel are important. And then you try to put that into some, you know, simplified design that represents that. And so a lot of thumbnail sketches and a lot of little drawings, and you show them back and forth and get feedback. And so, yeah, it's kind of a simplified symbol of what they represent. So you just got to keep gathering information and trying to compile it into a neat design. So a strong design, something people will remember.
Do you prefer doing projects like that? Or would you rather like have the freedom to just do whatever the heck you want to do? Or is there something kind of appealing?
I like do it. I don't mind doing that. And like I say, that's a little more of the business end of it, but I really like just, like I was looking at photos and of some old caribou hunts, and so I just drew up a caribou drawing, and I'm watercoloring that now. Well, I won't do that for a couple of weeks now until I can feel it. So that kind of freedom is nice. You know, that's kind of what I think of retirement is, you know, just kind of, I pulled a drawing out. I was 19 years old, and I started a charcoal pencil drawing of a deer head from Wisconsin, and I just pulled it out, you know, 40 years later, and I just finished it the other day. I just started finishing it and drew it up, and so, yeah, so it's kind of neat, just whatever hits you, right?
Cool. So you just had carpal tunnel surgery on both hands. What's your recovery time? Have you found that I would imagine doing art's nothing. Been challenging before the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like I say, I don't have to do anything, so I have the freedom to heal. But they say it's about 2 weeks. It's really not the healing inside is nothing. It's just the skin where they made the incision has to fuse back together. So it could be a lot worse. But yeah, so it's just that your hands are needed for everything. And so glad I got my kids and my wife around right now.
Were you having problems drawing or doing artwork before getting the surgery done?
As long as I'm not squeezing, like if I'm carving or doing pearl bowls and stuff. But it's mostly repetitive gripping, like chainsawing or, guiding, playing 50 fish a day or whatever. You know, you just got to kind of repetitive use of that same muscles in the hands and that. It just... for some reason that kind of gave up after 59 years of abuse.
Yeah, go figure. Can't imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But hopefully it'll relieve them a little bit, and I'll have to just maybe moderate my length on certain tasks, I guess. Mm-hmm. But no, a pencil drawing and painting, that isn't too bad of on the hands. So yeah.
So what, in the painting realm, what's your preference there? Do you do like acrylics or oils or watercolor?
I love watercolors, kind of the detail you can get out of them, but it's kind of a challenge because you don't have the freedom to go over it. Like with oil paints, you can scrape and paste and color and go over mm-hmm. it as much as you want. But with watercolors, you pretty much got to put it down and be satisfied with it in a short period of time. So that challenge is kind of cool. So I think watercolors became popular with me just because growing up in a house with a lot of kids and stuff, and it was something I could clean up quick and it dries fast, and you didn't have turpentines and things like that to wash brushes and. It's just water, so it was a convenient medium at the time. But I do like oils, and so that's good. I paint a lot of I probably painted 100 graduation hats for kids when they graduate. They get their red, whatever they call those things. And black and different colors, and so the kids bring me their hats and ask me to hand paint a design on them.
Aww.
So it started years ago. It takes me about 14 hours a hat, and so I just did my son's last year, but anyway, so I get all kinds of designs, that they want me to do, and so you hand paint them on there. So I do acrylics and that, but I don't do a lot of acrylic work otherwise.
So when you are doing a painting, then what are you going from a photo? Do you sketch it out first? Do you kind of just have an idea in your head and go for it? I would imagine maybe that's a little different whether you're doing watercolors or oils, because like you said, you really got to know your plan if you're doing watercolors.
Right. Just how you layer it. Yeah. So no, it's mostly, I've been blessed to be outdoors a lot. So my outdoor experiences are very great. I've guided for 30 years and I've been around the country hunting and stuff. And so I have a lot, and being a wildlife biologist. So that stuff just kind of sticks in my head a lot. And then to get the specimens, I shoot a lot of pictures, like when a moose is in the yard, I'll shoot tons of shots just at every angle and every position. So after a while, you've drawn enough anatomy of the deer and of the birds and things that, if you have some basic pictures, you can kind of move them. You can look, over the years, just thousands of pictures and magazines and things give you ideas, and yeah, of course, you can change a lot of it and adjust it, but like the eyes of an animal or whatever, So, yeah, it's just kind of a collection of a lot of things over time. So another thing is this retirement is I do enjoy photography, so I I'm wanting to get a better camera and a better zoom lens and do more of that. And I do like photography for photography's sake, but I don't really have a big passion for it, but I would use the pictures for my compositions, yeah.
Mm. Okay. So what was teaching art like for you?
It was neat. I enjoyed it. Being in middle school, where I ended up, it's a lot of introductory things. So I teach them just basic pencil and charcoal work and basic watercolor and things like that. So it's always neat to see, you know, you can see the young budding artists, you know, where the kids have that talent. And then, of course, some kids don't think they have any talent. And so it was always just a matter of, my biggest thing was, if you're going to do it, you know, try to do something that you enjoy doing, like your subject matter. So you kind of force them to do a few things with you. It's kind of like Bob Ross painting, you know, painting with old Mr. B. So I would set up a landscape or something, and we go step by step and paint it together. And then I'd let them choose, you know, what they wanted to do. And, you know, it takes time to do good art, especially when you're young. So yeah, it was a cool journey. It was an hour a day that it kind of took you away from the more intense stuff and kind of let you be creative in that. So I always enjoyed that hour.
Yeah. What do you think the value or benefit for the kids, especially like in middle school age, is in learning art?
Yeah, they have a lot of, you know, you watch the kids, I watch them in science class, there's a ton of doodlers and things, you know, that, so they all, if it's anime or if it's just their own little guys or whatever, you know, a lot of them have the artistic ability in them. It kind of helps channel it. And I tell every kid, I said, if you like art or not, I said, you're going to have thousands of chances to apply it to your life, you know, be it, you know, making a poster for someone, you know, for a fair, or be it, you know, you got to draw something for a report, or you got to make something, you know. So I said, you're going to have times in your life where art's going to be, you know, needed. And so it's a good life skill, but it's also one that, you know, hopefully, obviously, it's a skill like music where you can enjoy it on your own, you know, for your own sake. So, and then of course there's the ones that could do it for a living. So, that's kind of cool. So we do a lot of everything from drafting to cartooning, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine you're a good example for them of someone who uses life or uses art later in life in various iterations. I mean, you've got a bit of a commercial aspect to it and, you know, the just for fun aspect to it and can find ways to work that into other pursuits. So that's got to be kind of nice for them to see somebody who actually uses art in some way later in their life.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. Well, those are the questions I had down to ask you. Is there anything else you can think of that would be good for folks to know about you or your artwork?
I think I pretty much, you know, it was just formed out of a upbringing of being in the outdoors and hunting and fishing, and I just was always amazed at, you know, God's beauty in the animals, be it a feather, you know, one little feather that it looks just perfect, you know, it's like the colors and the lines and everything, or be it something bigger like a deer or something, you know, it just always amazed me how beautiful it fit into its setting. And so it just always captured my imagination, and I was given the gift of being able to recreate it to some extent. And it was always a cool release for me and became a big part of my life.